Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the video while you're there. Don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. All that's right there off the homepage. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can watch. You can do any of that in anywhere from 3 seconds to 3 minutes. And we make sure that we've designed everything so that we get to the point, and you can find whatever you need there. It's easy to navigate. And we also have a mobile site, m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check all that out. Of course, we're on all the social media sites. Having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Michael Grayson. He's the author of Extreme Credit. He's the CEO and president of Grayson Financial Services. 990club.com. Is that right, Michael?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the website? Highest possible credit score.
That's his website, folks. He helps people and companies understand, get a better understanding of how credit works, their relationship with credit, how to improve their credit score. In the previous segment, we talked about the relationship between your business and your own personal credit. Michael, let's talk about personal credit scores now, because as we said a lot, most small businesses, their personal credit is their business credit, and if they've got an unfortunate credit score, it could impact their ability to. And it will impact their ability to get credit.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, we're in the post-venture capitalist days. There was a time when if you had a good idea, you could always kind of find somebody to throw money at it. Those days are about gone.
Right.
So as a small business person, you have to rely on credit technology. Your credit is your access to capital, so you have to understand the system. In the year 2000, this country switched from the old credit system to the new FICO credit scoring system. This mm-hmm. new system was created by the Fair Isaacs Company. If you go to their website, you know, they are really the experts in the system because they created it. Most other websites, you know, are giving you partial information or, you know, misinformation. You know, what I teach across the country is the FICO system. The FICO system has five components. So the first component is your payment history, which is only 35% of your score. So a lot of times I meet small business owners who have very good payment histories, but the structure of their credit is wrong. So mm-hmm. I wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Right.
The credit scoring model places your credit card utilization is the highest factor that controls your score.
So your credit card behavior, your credit card history and your credit card behavior, charging and paying and et cetera, that's the biggest driver of your credit score.
Yes. So what the model is looking for, you have to have a minimum of two credit cards in your possession. Mm-hmm. So if you own a business, you can have a maximum of six, but a minimum of two.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have two good, open, active credit cards in your possession, and you have to keep your active balances below 50%. Ideally, 50%, you want
50% 50% of the credit allowed. So if you have
yes.
if you have $2,000 credit line, then you need to keep your balance below $1,000.
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
You really should never exceed the 50% cap for any reason. As soon as you do, it immediately starts to destroy your credit score.
Ah.
And also, you have to, and this is the biggest thing I do for our clients, to do a quick boost on their credit. You have to, whenever possible, convert revolving debt into installment debt.
Right.
The credit scoring system calculates revolving debt as a function of balance to credit limit. Mm-hmm. So your utilization always, it's looking at that ratio, so it always has to be very small.
Mm-hmm.
But for installment debt, there's no ratio. And the more installment debt, the better. And the best type of installment debt is always real estate. So just through regular installment loans, I can drive anybody's credit into the 800s. But if you want to have 900 credit score, or a high 800 score, mm-hmm. it takes a lot of real estate to do that.
Right.
So the best thing to do, if you have a lot of credit card debt, is to apply for a debt consolidation loan.
Right.
Not debt consolidation.
And get that on payment. Get that on payment, so you're paying it off, not just revolving. Your interest rate will go, your annual interest rate percentage will go down on the dollars that you're paying off, right?
There's no question.
Yeah.
And it comes back at an installment trade line, which is very good. It greatly reduces your revolving credit. It'll boost your scores 50 to 100 points
wow.
just by making that simple transition.
What's the best place to go and find, you know, everybody gets bombarded with check your credit score here, three different credit scores here, whatever. What's the best place to go to get that done?
Well, we help a lot of small business with funding, and for most funders, they like credit check total. They consider that to be one of the most accurate if you're not going to the bureaus themselves.
Right.
Now, the bureaus are very expensive
yep.
looking at your credit through those sources. So the best alternative, I would say, is Credit Check Total, or you can go to privacyguard.com. But realistically, for me, I look at my credit score every day,
huh.
you know, as a small business owner. You have to at least see your credit once a month. You know, definitely do not apply for any credit until you've seen your credit first.
Right. One of the reasons is because, folks, you could be mischaracterized. There are a lot of mistakes that are made in credit scores. Hey, Michael, you've got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
Anytime.
Let's get you back again real soon.
This is a very broad topic,
right.
And I've reviewed your website. I love the information you're giving.
Thank you. We'll see you next time. Dr. Michael Grayson, folks, we're going to get him.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.